The Tanya for today, the 12th day of Adar, Beis Adar, is in Perek Lamed Gimel, in chapter 33, on Daf Mem Beis, or on the English page 150. Three lines from the bottom. V'al ze tiknu, and it's concerning this emunah, this faith that we have in the oneness of God, in the true Achdus Hashem, for this emunah it's been established. Liten shvach v'hedoya l'shmei yizbarech b'chol beket, that we should give a praise and a thanks to God every morning, v'leimar, and to say, Ashreinu, we are blessed. Matev Chalkeinu, how good is our portion, Umayofa Yerushaseinu, and how beautiful is our inheritance. Because this emuna, this capacity that we have for recognizing the total oneness of God, is something that we inherit from the patriarchs. So it is a Yerusha, it's an inheritance for which we express our gratitude and our thankfulness every morning when we say Ashreinu. Kleimar, and this means K'mei she'ha'odom sos v'sameyach, just as a person is glad and rejoices, she'no b'yerusha she'nof lolei, when he inherits from his parents, hein o'atik, a great wealth she'lei omalbei, which for which he didn't have to work and he didn't have to strive. So this blessing, this gift that he receives through the inheritance, is appreciated and causes a great joy. Kain v'yesem mikain, in the same way, but more so, le'ein ket, infinitely more, yesh lonu l'smeyach ha'yirushaseinu, we ought to rejoice in our inheritance. Shehin chilonu aviseinu, which we inherited from our forefathers. Hu Yichud Hashem Hu Amiti, which is the capacity for recognizing and experiencing the true oneness of God. And what is that true oneness? Asher Afilu Ba'aretz Mitachas, that even on this lowest world, Ein Eid Milvadei, there is nothing besides Him. V'zuhi Dirase B'tachteinim, and this is the dwelling place that God wants in the lower world. When the lower world experiences this realization that there is nothing besides Him, then the lower world becomes a place for Him, for God. And this is what the sages meant when they said, Tayag mitzvahs nitnu liYisrael, that Jews were given 613 mitzvahs, bo Havakuk. So the Novi, the prophet Chavakuk, came along, v'hemidon alachas, and he summed it all up to one. He based all the mitzvahs on one mitzvah. Shenemar, as it says, v'tzadik be'emunose yichya, that a righteous person, the tzadik, lives by his emunah, as if that were the only mitzvah. And with that alone, he is a tzadik. Kleimar, this doesn't mean that you neglect all the other mitzvahs. What it means is ki'ilu eino rak mitzvah achas, it's as if there were only one mitzvah, hi emuna levado, and that mitzvah being this faith in the oneness of God. Why is it that this one mitzvah, this faith in the oneness of God, this emuna, is the basis for all mitzvahs and the summation of all the mitzvahs? Because through this faith alone, Yove Likium Kolatayag Mitzvahs, the person will come to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. In what way does this emuna bring to the fulfillment of all the other mitzvahs? Dahainu, not only that as a result of his faith he will take the mitzvahs seriously and he will keep them, but more than that, when his heart is rejoicing and is gladdened by this faith that he has in the oneness of God, and the reason that he rejoices in it is because it is an intimacy with God and a closeness to God that is a greater cause for joy than when a simple person, a lowly person, has the schus or the merit of having the king, a human king, come and stay with him. So when he is rejoicing in this emunah, the tachlis hasimcha, with an ultimate joy, ki'ilu loy ha'isa olav raksim mitzvah zu levado, as if he has only this one mitzvah to perform. Vehi levado tachlis b'riyosei, and this alone fulfills the purpose for which he was created. U'b'riyas kol ha'ilameis, and the creation of all the worlds, because it is a dira b'tachtenim for which God created the world in the first place. So hadei b'keyach v'chayis nafshe b'simcha rabazu, with the energy and the enthusiasm that he gains from this great joy, tisal l'nafshe l'mayla mayla, he raises himself up higher and higher above kol ha'minoyim kiyim kol ha'tayag mitzvahs, all those things that would interfere and prevent him from fulfilling the other mitzvahs, mibayis u'michutz, both from external causes and internal causes, all those things that would ordinarily discourage a person and prevent him from fulfilling all the 613 mitzvahs enthusiastically, this joy in the oneness of God raises him above all those obstacles, all those resistances, and he fulfills the mitzvahs with joy, overcoming and overlooking all of those interferences, whether they're coming from within himself, from his animal soul, or from outside, from the world. Because since he knows that there is nothing besides God, then there can't be any interference with godliness. Nothing can interfere. Nothing can go contrary to what God wants, since there is nothing besides God. So whatever he runs up against, he knows that that can't possibly mean that he is being prevented from doing the mitzvah, because whatever happens is of God, and the mitzvah is of God. There can't be a contradiction within God himself. Zehu she'amar, and this is why he says in the pasuk, "Be'emunose yichye daiko." He describes it as living, that the tzaddik lives with his faith, k'tchiyas hamesim, as in the expression tchiyas hamesim, bringing alive the dead. So the tzaddik comes alive with his faith. Any person who has this emunah comes alive through this faith, because life means tainug. And usually we experience pleasure in life, and that adds to the energy and to the vitality of our life. But here he's saying that this joy that comes from this emunah is so intense and is so great that it's like going not from a little bit of life to a greater life, but it's by going from no life at all to coming fully alive. Kitchias ha'meisim derech moshul, like the bringing back to life the dead, kach tichye nafshe b'simcha rabozu, it to that degree will the person come alive with this great joy, vehi simcha kfula mechupelas. And this is a double and quadruple joy. It's a double joy in that he is experiencing a joy in his closeness to God, and it's a double joy because the pasuk seems to say that mihu zeh asher orav libe, who could possibly dare to approach God and to be close, and yet here he is being close. So it's a double joy. And then there's also the quadruple joy in that he also is rejoicing in the fact that God is rejoicing. Ki milvad simchas ha-nefesh ha-maskeles b'kirvas Hashem v'dirasi ite imei, because in addition to the neshama understanding the closeness of God, when God becomes present in his life through the Dira B'Tachtenim, when he recognizes that there is nothing besides God, and then his world, his being, becomes a dwelling place for God, and God enters into his life, and he feels this closeness to God, that's one joy. And the second joy is that God rejoices with the Dira B'Tachtenim, and the person, the Jew, rejoices with God in God's joy. So he has his personal joy as well as participating in the joy that God has. But that will be described in tomorrow's portion of the Tanya. When the Rebbe says that Chavakuk summed up all of Torah into one mitzvah, all 613 mitzvahs were summed up into one mitzvah, and that that is a cause for great joy, because if he had only one mitzvah, and that one mitzvah was the whole purpose for his existence, and the whole purpose for the creation and the existence of all the worlds, it would be a great joy. He would do that mitzvah with great joy, great enthusiasm. Why would it be such a great joy if there were only one mitzvah? It's because when you have to divide your joy and spread it over many things, in other words, you have a number of causes and a number of reasons for joy, and together it makes up a great joy, but then the joy can't be as great because it's divided, and because it's split up into many parts, it can't be as great as when you have an ultimate joy coming from one thing alone, so that all your energy, all your joyful energy is gathered into one place and is directed into one direction. That makes the joy much greater. And this is the expression of the emunah and the understanding of Achdus Hashem, that the joy that this Achdus Hashem produces is itself also carries also the nature of oneness. That the joy that comes from the oneness of God is a joy that is itself a oneness, a joy that is merged into one thing. All the energy and all the enthusiasm is brought together into one place, so that all 613 mitzvahs become one mitzvah, the mitzvah of this emunah in Achdus Hashem, that there is nothing besides God, and the joy that that produces is a joy of Achdus. It's a unified, single joy that includes everything else in itself, leaving nothing else in existence. So that this exclusivity is a reflection of the exclusivity of the Achdus Hashem. In the Hayem Yem for Yud Beis Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that Oneid from Parshas HaKarbonis is the beginning of the chapter that in Torah that deals with the laws of karbonis, of sacrifices, is Odom ki yakriv mikem karbon lahashem. Hatoch gedarft shtein Odom mikem ki yakriv. It says a person, when he brings from you a sacrifice to God, what it should have said is a person from among you brings a sacrifice to God. So the Alter Rebbe says, Adam ki yakiv. He's supposed to read it this way. Adam ki yakiv. When a person wants to get closer to God, then mikem, it has to be from you, karbon lahashem. You have to bring from yourself a karbon to God. That funai halein, Darv Zayin Der Karbon, that which you sacrifice to God has to be from yourself. Makriv Zayin, Zayin Egen Nebehema. He has to sacrifice his own animal. The Yetzirah was Vert Angeruf and Nefesh HaBahamis, which is a reference to the Yetzirah that is called animal soul. So the animal within has to be sacrificed in order to get closer to God. Or another interpretation would be that Korban also means close, kiruv, that in order to get close to God, you have to bring your own behema. You have to bring your animal soul closer. As we're learning in Tanya, that ultimately the animal soul itself and the physical world itself has to become a dira for the Eibishter, that the lowest world has to become the dwelling place for God, and that is the Ahdus Hashem, that there is nothing besides God, to where even the animal soul feels it and knows it.